What you're going to learn here on this audio is how to be more effective in the area of communication. Although a large percentage of communication is nonverbal, every portion of this audio is going to focus on the verbal communication and how language can transform the experience that you're offering other people. Because isn't it true that if you don't make things more exciting for other people, you're actually making them duller? What you're going to learn here on this audio is how to be a more effective communicator and get more people to comply with what you're offering. Now, in our Persuasion Enhancement audio series, we cover with you how to become more persuasive in several different ways. This audio was set up for you to learn specific triggers and specific words that you can add to your repertoire of skills that right away you can walk away from this audio and become more effective. Now, at any point you desire for this information to be more complex and harder to use, well, I can complicate it for you, but I didn't design this audio in this way. I designed this audio for one particular reason. People required a way that they could communicate more effectively and a way that they could do it simply. So the information that you hear in this audio, you're going to be able to take it, digest it, understand it or not, and begin to apply it today. Apply it today to your conversations, your phone calls, your emails, your direct marketing pieces, so you can now become more effective. So let me share with you what you're going to get on this audio. We're going to share with you the power of language, how to amplify words to make them more effective, to really offer people a greater experience than the one that they're having. Because our job as salespeople, educators, leaders, and friends is to truly polish people's memories, to make their memories and their experiences greater than they are. Don't you like to go to restaurants which offer you a great experience? Or see a movie that offered you a great feeling, or be involved with a relationship with friends, family members, or intimate relationships that make you feel great? Well, that's what this audio is about how to offer that to people. I'm also going to share with you 21 words. I call these magic words that when you use these, people will begin now to say yes. Yes more often. Wouldn't it be nice for your sales, marketing, and business career with more people to now say yes to your offer? I'm also going to share with you a way that you can get away with making a mistake and people automatically say it's okay. Wouldn't that be nice if you can make a mistake and people say it's okay? Well, let's get started. I'd like you to think of this audio as a simple guide for getting results. Getting results in the area of communication. Now, what is communication? Well, communication as a whole comes down to several different parts. Now, I share this in almost every program that I offer out there, and I'm going to go through this briefly. When it comes down to communicating with other people, when you're doing a face-to-face presentation, 55% of your communication is your body language. Because haven't you communicated with someone before and what they were saying meant one thing, but the way they acted was another? Crossing their legs, crossing their arms, you're noticing the psychology of all of it. 55% of communication is nonverbal. 38% of communication is your tone, how you use your voice, how you use your words. Do you talk like this? Or do you talk like this to get your point across? Well, when you talk like this, you think I'm about to tell you a secret. Because when I tell you a secret, it's really good. How you talk and use your tone is crucial. On this audio, we are going to cover that extra 7% of communication, language. Because I know for a fact the majority of the people are using language, the least effective mechanism to communicate. Now, I know that if 93% of communication is not words, and about 100% of the people are attempting to use words as most of their communication, we got to get better at this. So if we desire to get better at this, I've designed this program to get you good at the 7%, to make up for the lack of the 93% of the other communication that you might not have down perfectly. Now, other audios in the communication series like Rapid Rapport will cover with you how to focus on that physiology, how you move your body, and how you use your tone. But for this audio's sake, we're going to focus on language. Now, what is language? Well, language is the way you use your words. All societies have languages that describe the culture, describe their experience, and how they do things. Well, the first thing I want you to understand is words mean nothing except for the meaning we give them. Haven't you noticed that you can have a conversation with another person, and as you're speaking to them, you mean one thing and they think you meant another? Do you realize that words have meant different things to you at different times in your life? Think of the word learning. The word learning when you went to school. It wasn't that fun to learn. But as an adult, as a business person, you might look at learning and say, wow, I enjoy learning. It's getting me to grow. The same word in a different context gets a different result.